Hi, my name is Enrico David, and I have recently moved to Berlin, Germany, since a few months after having spent 25 years living in London, and I am here to present some works at the New Museum Studio 231 project. Most of my work, which eventually develops into a painting, starts from a very small drawing, and I think that there is something quite bodily connected when the translation of that small intimate space of a drawing on a sketchbook gets transported onto such a ridiculously enormous expanse of material. I'm also fascinated by the material itself, so by the actual cotton that constitutes the base of the painting, and the ratio of space left unpainted and space left painted is quite important somehow in that dialogue. The work maintains a relationship with the idea of the body, which is always present in what I have done in my work for the last 15, 20 years. So there is a sort of further threat or antagonism, I guess, between the body of the image and the body of the person who makes that image, which is me. There is a sort of a transposition of the embarrassment that you have as an author or as a maker of images, which is of sort of sometimes approaching the idea of making an image with a sense of reluctance, and despite of how much encouragement or how much sort of inclusion you feel that the work is subjected to in time. And I have experienced this reluctancy more and more somehow personally. And in these paintings, I think that the idea of reluctance became almost like a theme for the work, so that I sort of imagine those paintings that really were trying to sort of do the minimum necessary to exist in that sense of almost freezing a moment when they were making themselves the most visible possible before the whole thing would dissolve into something else. I recently was talking to a friend of mine who's an artist also based in London, and she was saying that she felt that after all these years of making work, she almost identified as a sort of central theme for what she has been doing as a sort of convalescence. And I felt that my equivalent to that was the idea of hiding. And it became almost like a leitmotif for the work, whether you sort of verbalize it or find a narrative or deprive the work of that narrative. And the only narrative that you embed it with is the actual narrative of the materials or the sort of the way that you apply paint on canvas, which is what is in this case, because there is no other narrative other than the actual mechanics or the way that the paint is applied. But I think that there is a sort of sense of reticence somehow, and finding a way to sort of almost let go and forgive that presence of the work, despite of my own personal sort of uncertainty about it even. And that uncertainty then becomes embodied by that image, or by the drawing. Originally, I actually started thinking about those paravans in relationship to the space where I'm living. I moved into this apartment in Berlin, and I thought instead of actually having sort of curtains, I was going to build these devices to block sort of the view off. And then the invitation to the show came about, and I started to think about the possibility of actually integrating that sort of domestic design aspect of the work in the show. And I have often in the past recurred to using sort of the language of design, or the language of sort of domesticity, or the way that somehow an object that you may find yourself using in daily life be somehow corrupted or sort of hijacked or injected with something which has a different sort of purpose then, or adds a different purpose or a different potential to it. I was aware of the difficulty of that space in a way in relationship to the type of show that I was able to produce and wanting to produce in this period of time that was given to me to do the show, which wasn't very long. And luckily, I wanted to make those paintings anyway, so they were sort of, you know, as the sort of brief for the show, the spaces to sort of bring the rawness of the studio into full view. I thought, well, this is what is actually going on, almost in you know, with total disregard from the sort of nature of the space. So I almost completely ignored it. But then thinking of the paravans, you know, it was almost like a suggestion of a boundary for the work to exist. Having had more time, I probably would have thought about activating the space in a slightly more accomplished way to its nature. Its nature seems to suggest a sort of more maybe spontaneous or I would say impulsive, gestural sort of relationship. There is a sense of theatricality connected to it. You're on the street and it's very open. But I think, you know, as it often happens with the way that I sort of conceive works, I often end up making bodies of work for spaces that are not, that are almost diametrically opposite to their nature. And I think this is definitely one of the situations in which that sort of dialogue was, has taken place, where there is almost like a sort of antagonism between what the space would suggest you to do and the type of work that I ended up presenting in it. So there is a sort of frisson, which I think is interesting. But in terms of installing it, I think that there was not very much, that many alternatives. I also believe that probably a show can only be installed in one way. Once you have a body of work, I think, you know, there is ultimately one way in which to display it. And whether that is good or not, I don't know, but it's, you know, it's almost like there is a sort of an ultimate sort of cornering, sort of cul-de-sac the work into the only way that is possible to show it. So, it's been an interesting experience, for sure. Yeah. I would like to think that, you know, the work provides a sort of an opportunity or an example for people to sort of activate their own sort of impulses to voice whatever it is that they may desire to voice, given the fact that, you know, art is a, or the space for art is a space that provides that platform for people to sort of maybe open up or reflect or, you know, react or ignore or, you know, sort of carry on indifferently about what they do. But I think that what I can say is that, you know, my work over the last couple of years has definitely taken a sort of a sort of different course in ways of citing certain aspects of culture or visual culture or written spoken words or language. And I am conscious of how much more sort of corporeal the body of the work has become, as opposed to sort of being a body that suggests a language connected to it or a set of ideology or a theme. I think we have become such a sort of skillful and skilled consumers of ideas, like of everything else, that I sort of started to feel the fascination for presenting work or making work that is almost suggesting the idea of the work consuming itself rather than being consumed through an idea or through a visual sort of absorption. And so in a sense, it's like giving less and less to latch onto as a sort of, as a diet for the viewer, and as a diet that is somehow a sort of a forced habit, which is part of this kind of, overall culture of consumption that we're all part of. On one end is the idea of suggesting something just by presenting work, creating an opportunity and providing with a platform for some sort of stimulus, whatever that is. But on the other is sort of try to really suggest work that sort of dissolves in front of you or doesn't make you sort of climb the hooks of its meaning so that you're safe and you feel less in danger of finding yourself exposed to that uncertainty of what it might mean or what you might mean as a person who looks at it. It's very unclear, probably, what I'm saying, but I guess it's a sort of my will is good. I think it's a combination of things. It's quite difficult to sort of locate where the titles come from. Sometimes they're almost like have a sort of an onomatopoeic quality, that they sound like the right combination of words for the work. Whether that combination of words means anything in the straight linguistic sort of format is another story, but they sound right to me, or they sound right in relationship to the work. And again, they are sort of propositions just as much as the work is a proposition, but they definitely allude to the possibility of work which has no language. And therefore, with all the languages that you have available, you can almost like kind of conjure up a language which seems to be sort of the most accurate for the work. I would like to think that the work has a real sort of struggle to find a language, an appropriate language for itself. And so I sort of become an accomplice to that languageless ground. And in the same way that you try to compose an image, then you make a reference to the linguistic sort of faculties that you have. And sometimes they do become sort of almost like aberrations of things that sound like mean something, or make you think of a painting that you have seen. And that painting somehow has a sort of role in the genealogy of the painting that I have made. But, you know, it's all incredibly nebulous, and willfully so. It's almost like, never mind my ideas about the work, you know. I would like to think that you can sort of try to activate yours. Knowing my meaning wouldn't help you.